Shavua Tov and a good Tavach. Mishnah Yomi continues. We're in chapter 14 of Yevamot. Now again, the fourth Mishnah in chapter 14 is sub-broken down. In the Gemara, as we mentioned, on Daf 112b, it's one giant page of Mishnah. In the Mishnayot, as they're frequently printed, there are four Mishnayot, but there's other versions of Mishnayot where there are sub-breakdowns to Mishnah Dalit, into additional Mishnayot. So we're continuing there at a case of Shnei Achim, two brothers, that much is familiar. Echad Cheresh ve'echad Pikeach, one is deaf-mute, and one is normally unable to communicate. Nisuim l'shtei nochriot pichot, and they're married now to two women who are nochriot, meaning unrelated, no sisters. That's the big change in the cases we'll see today. And they're pichot, these women are able to communicate. So as we've learned so far in this perek, if a cheresh is involved, if a deaf mute is involved, it's a rabbinical level marriage. But if the husband is able to communicate, then it's a biblical level marriage. So what happens if met cheresh bel pikachat? What happens if the deaf mute brother passes away with no children? Ma yaseh pikeach bel pikachat? What will his surviving brother do? O choletz, he could do chalitza, o miyabem, or marry her in yibum. Now, he can do either because the widow is pikachat. She's able to perform a chalitza, or they can decide to get married in yibam. But what if met pikeach bal pikachat? If the brother, the normal brother with the normal wife passes away, ma'ase cherish bal pikachat. What can his brother, the deaf mute, do for the widow? Kones. He needs to marry her in yibam. Kones just means bring in, like Beit Knesset, the house we all go into, the daven. But the cheresh brother cannot divorce this woman. As we learned in the first Mishnah in this perek, a cheresh can divorce his own rabbinical level wife, because what the Mishnah said, just like he got married through remiza, through a nonverbal communication and facial expressions and thumbs up and whatever it is, he can get divorced in the same way. But his power to divorce can only end a rabbinical marriage. Now, this Yibum wife, his brother's widow, that's a biblical marriage. There was a biblical mitzvah of Yibum. He did the mitzvah. Now that's a biblical marriage. He doesn't actually have the communication power unless he gets some sort of refuah shleima, something to communicate again. He can't divorce a biblical level wife. So they're, you know, better or worse, stuck together. They'll go on to Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. It's in the little green art scroll pocket size. It's the top of 236. And if it's not on that page, we'll just find the text that says Shnei Achim Pichin, two normal brothers, Nesuot L'Shtei Nochriot. They're married to two sisters, not sisters. They're not married. They're married to two women who are not sisters. Achad Pikachad Achareshet. One of the wives is normal, able to communicate. The other one is a deaf mute. So it's the same case as the previous Mishnah, but now instead of the brothers being one cheresh, one normal, now it's the wives who are one chereshet, one normal. So met pikeach bal chereshet. What if the normal husband who was married to the deaf mute woman, he passes away with no children? Ma'ase pikeach bal pikachat. What does his brother do? Kones. He can marry her in yibum. Remember, chalitza is not an option for a cheresh or chereshet. Imratzu lehotzi, if later they decide to get divorced, yotzi, he can divorce her. Because if the husband is pikeach, able to communicate, he can end the yibum marriage through a divorce. Met pikeach bal pikachat, if the other brother passes away, leaving a widow who is normal and able to communicate, ma yaseh pikeach bal chereshet, what should his surviving brother do? O choletz o miyabim, he can do chalitza or yibam. After all, the widow is pikachat, she's able to do chalitza, or he can go ahead and do yibam. And then, of course, if they want to divorce, they could, because the husband is able to communicate and end a biblical level marriage. Tomorrow we're going to cover the last case in chapter 14 and move on, Bezrat Hashem, to chapter 15. Shavua Tov, Zay Gezunt.